When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Semi-Organized Chaos. I'm Keisha Pettit.
I'm Simon Baggs.
And on this podcast, we talk about pop culture, relationships, and the world's weirdest news.
Coming up today, there was some BDE at the Logies. Someone has cheated on their fiance. Is your face hot or not? And we talk the world's weirdest news, all that and more coming up today.
Let's get into the chaos.
Sunday night, Logies. Did you watch it?
You know I did.
You didn't watch the Logies?
No, I'm 28.
What are you doing on a Sunday night?
I actually went on a date on Sunday night.
Okay. Well, let's see what was more exciting, the Logies or your date. We're talking Julia, you know, Julia Morris from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
I do. Has she kind of had a bit of a glow up, but no one's talking about it? Are we allowed to talk about glow ups in 2022?
What is a glow up?
Glow ups where you've like, you know, you're looking your best.
Oh, well, no, she acknowledged this on the stage.
Did she?
She said she's had everything done and she wants people to tell her that she's hot and people aren't saying that she's hot anymore because they can't say that.
You can't.
And she's like, fucking tell me I'm hot.
You can't comment on it anymore.
I know.
It's a very gray zone.
Yeah, this is not good for someone who's spent that much money.
Okay, well, it's good for me to know that when I see Julia Morris next,
tell her she's fucking
coffee
hot,
next week, I'll be like, babe, looking
hot
good.
Hot as hell. Yeah.
Well, she is looking good.
She was the first person to come out on the stage, did a great job. I thought she's, you know, people are kind of giving her a bit of a hard time. I always, like, I guess because, you know, we've both been in the industry for a bit, I kind of understand. Like, that's a hard job to do. That's a shit room to actually have to perform to because everyone's cynical.
Because everyone's a performer.
Everyone's a performer. And everyone's judging.
They're used to having the attention on each of them individually.
Yeah.
So if you whack them all in a room together, there's a lot of ego in that room.
I mean, so I had a few laughs. I mean, a few minutes in, I had a few laughs with Julia Morris. A few minutes into your date, how was it?
I can't really remember 2 minutes into my date, but I mean, had I laughed at Julia Morris-style jokes? No.
So he wasn't doing jokes?
Nah, he's not like a comedian type. Good conversationalist.
Right.
I'm proud of myself for this one.
Okay.
Not a walking red flag. Have a conversation.
Okay, this is good. All right, well, so can Julia Morris, you know, laughs.
All right, so right now, they're on par.
They're on par.
Our Sunday nights, on par.
Where's another great moment? Bruce McAvaney.
Who?
Oh, mate, I'm not going to have you say that.
You sure? Is this Bruce, more boomer talk?
No, Bruce.
We've had this conversation. No, okay, more boomer talk.
Did you watch Kathy Freeman win in the year 2000?
Yes, green suit.
Yeah.
She did the lap with the Australian flag.
So
Iconic.
The commentator is Bruce McAvaney. That's special.
Yeah. So 22 years later, why is he at the
Hall of Fame, mate. Hall of Fame. The Logies Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Because he's a hero. And the fact that
has he done anything since 2000?
Fucking what is wrong with you? Don't say this shit out loud. You sound so stupid.
Do I?
Yes. Bruce McAvaney, any sporting event that you have watched in your life, you're 28 years old, Bruce's voice has been there behind, willing us along. Mate, I'm going to ask you. So how is your date? By the way, the Hall of Fame is happening at about the midway section.
Okay.
Of the Logie. So, well, midway date, where are we at?
I think we're talking apples and oranges because, to be completely honest, I wouldn't even know how to watch the Logies if I had have wanted to.
Mate, you sit on the fucking couch with pizza shapes and you watch.
But, like, what do you, what channel?
Oh, mate.
My point is, I don't have my TV plugged in for, like, free to air TV. I only have streaming service. It's a smart TV, only streaming services.
Channel 9.
Okay, I have to do it through the app. You know what I am watching right now? Love Island UK.
Okay, all right. You can watch it through the app. You can watch it wherever you like. You love Carl Stefanovic.
I do love Carl. I think he's very funny.
One of his greatest moments is getting drunk at the Logies and then doing the Today Show live the next day.
One of the most iconic moments in Australian television, surely.
And one of the great moments, you can Google this, is when Chrissy Swan... we love Chrissy Swan. She's amazing. She smashed Carl on stage. Like, usually Carl's the...
What do you mean, smashed?
Please
explain.
Well, he tried to do a bit of a joke and it fell flat, and then Chrissy just basically annihilated him on the stage, and it was fucking hilarious. And I love Carl. You know I love Carl.
Yes,
you do. I also love Chrissy just as much, and I love to see a moment like that where someone on the stage is just getting like, and you could tell his face was just like hating.
He's just like, fuck you.
Fuck.
You just totally outshone me.
I think they're friends. I think Chrissy and Carl are friends, but at that time, because he didn't turn up to the rehearsal, and so she just smashed him for not turning up to the rehearsal.
Wait, Carl didn't turn up to the rehearsal. I love that energy. Yeah. He's got some BDE. That's what Carl has over any breakfast television person.
Well, hang on. What about Koshy? Has he got some BDE going on? What about Seth? No? You haven't thought about Koshy's BDE before?
I've definitely never thought about... I've never even thought about the energy coming out of Koshy, let alone the size.
Mate, I reckon, I'm going to say it, BDE for Kosh.
You reckon?
I'm feeling it.
I think that finance talk is compensation for something.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, this dog.
What dog?
The dog that's sitting underneath my feet. She's
talking about the imaginary dog again.
To bring you in for some context, I am I'm an auntie. To a dog. I'm a secondary caregiver.
Yeah.
The co-parent role is mine. My very close friend and one of my bosses, Britt, has a nearly one-year-old Australian Shepherd.
Yeah.
And at the moment, Britt is really sick. She's got COVID and influenza. So I have had Delilah every night for the past week.
Mm.
And I think I'm getting to the point where I'm becoming a little bit codependent on her, and it's getting a bit weird.
Why? Like, are you sad if she leaves, or like you're not wanting to give her back to Britt?
Firstly, I would be happy to not give her back to Britt. I'd be very happy to keep her. But Britt knows that, and she's usually very good with me. She knows that I love her. Mm. She lets me have her whenever I want. But I realised on Sunday morning, I'd been out, had quite a few drinks on Saturday night with some friends. It was a good night, came home.
Mm.
Delilah had destroyed things in the apartment, as I had predicted would have occurred.
Oh, I think I saw this on Instagram story with the fridge box or whatever that was.
Yeah, I kind of, to be honest, I baited her. I knew that if she was going to chew something, I wanted it to be something like cardboard. So right. I was like, great, just going to leave that out. If I come back and it's destroyed, no worries. Okay, so Sunday morning I wake up, and I woke up because there were these little whiskers tickling my face. And I kind of like I was properly asleep, and I woke up. So I opened my eyes, and about an inch away from my nose was her nose. And she was staring at me with her head on my pillow under my blanket. Very cute. She's an extremely cute dog. Like, to give, if she was, she'd be a supermodel. Okay, she's one of the best looking dogs
I've
ever seen.
She is very attractive. Like, she actually, I don't know if I should say this out loud, but she has to.
Are we going to go?
What I was going to say,
she's hot.
That, well, you know how
she's a hot dog. How uncomfortable are you right now? Well, talking about the attractiveness.
No,
of the dog?
Okay. Well, I just realized as I said this out loud, what I'm about to say after. But you know how like pets and their owners can start to look like each other, right? Well, Britt has the same eyes as
Delilah.
Delilah the dog, yeah.
Because you remember her name because you love her too, right?
Yeah, I love her too. She's amazing. But
they both have piercing blue eyes, yeah.
Yeah.
They do say that like owners and dogs start to look like each other, right?
Sorry, Britt, if that's just completely offended you though.
How would that offend? We've just said that it's a good-looking dog.
Yeah, Britt, I know. But
Britt will be loving it. She'll be loving it. You'll be loving this, Britt. Great. I know you're listening.
Okay.
Number one listener of our podcast. What the problem, and where I think I went a little bit, where I think I've gone too far is that not only did I not move Delilah, I allowed her to share my pillow and sleep however she wanted in my bed, not just on it, in it.
Yeah.
I woke up and I went, do you know what? I'd actually rather it be you than anyone else.
Wow. You're 28.
Isn't that fucking sad?
That's really sad.
That's really sad.
But I get it though, mate. You've had a tough time out there. you know?
I've been crawling through the trenches and I've just been looking for some dog love.
It's like you've come back from Afghanistan and you've got some PTSD and you just need something safe, like a security blanket like Delilah.
Like a needy dog in your bed on a Sunday morning with a hangover.
Well, she doesn't talk back, right?
She does, actually. She complains. She's very needy. Very needy dog. I reckon she'd get told that she's beautiful about 50 times a day. Actually, you know what? I took her to the pub the other night and I realised what it would be like to be a supermodel. Because as I walked through the pub, firstly, no better wingman. Telling you right now.
Really?
The amount of people that spoke to me, unbelievable.
Yeah, okay.
Because you've got this, like, gorgeous dog now. Like, oh, my God, she's so beautiful. And I realised that, like, that's what really hot people have happened to them. Daily basis.
Totally.
Could you imagine
you're
being
you're fucking
like,
hot.
No, could you imagine being, sorry, that. She'd be like, but thanks, bro. I'll take it. I need the confidence boost. Can you imagine being that good looking in human form walking into a bar?
Yeah.
Like, you'd get whatever you want.
Mm.
Look at her. She's nearly getting whatever she wants from you
right
now.
Is she pedigree or what is she? She look like a pedigree or has she got some other stuff going on there?
She's got the albino gene in her. That's why her eyes are so blue. Yeah, so they look like, for, you know, listeners of the podcast, not viewers, she has
very blue eyes. Or go and look at Brit's Instagram and you'll see what her eyes look like.
Or you could look at mine and be very easily convinced that Delilah was my dog.
look at you trying to get followers on Instagram here. No, don't go to Brit's. Go to my Instagram and check her out. She's on mine too. All right, so sometimes when you do some shit stuff, sometimes you have to eat some shit, right?
Now, take accountability.
Yeah. An old colleague of mine, not that close a friend, let me know recently that they have cheated on their fiancé, right?
Oh.
And they haven't addressed it yet and they want to know, like, what the hell they should do, right? And they were kind of coming to me like, hey, mate, you're married. Like, what the fuck do you do in this situation? Should you? What can I do? What can I do? You're up shit creek.
Without a paddle.
Right. Like, you've got nowhere to go. I think the only option that you've got right now is just to rip the Band-Aid off and own up to it.
Come clean.
Come clean. Because if you go into a marriage, right, and then it comes out at some point or whatever, like, you are more up shit creek. Now, he's worried about losing her.
Yeah.
And I said, if you were worried about losing her, why on earth did you make the mistake?
I mean, right? I mean, retrospect is a great place. Hindsight's a wonderful place
no,
to be.
No, everyone knows what they're doing. Everyone knows what they're doing. And also, married, this may shock you, married people still have fucking little thoughts in their brain. But they go, oh, hang on, I'm not going to fucking act on that because I'm married. Or I love my partner, I'm never going to hurt their feelings, right? Of course people think different things. Of course eyes wander every now and then.
Well,
right?
You know, I actually think that a lot of people would be very surprised to find out just how many people cheat. There was a study done a couple of years ago and they surveyed like thousands and thousands of people, completely anonymous, so they were like, please be honest. 70% of couples have cheated. That's overwhelming majority have cheated. So in this circumstance, for me, I think it like I think there are follow-up questions.
Okay,
I think there are like, was it a one-time thing? Was it like a physical thing? Was it an emotional thing?
Look, I'll be really honest with you, not going through these questions with him because I basically just said, look, you fucked up. I just was, you know what I'm like, I'm pretty black and white, right? So I said, you fucked up, own up to it, go and speak about it. And he was like, oh, mate, I'm going to fuck my marriage. And I just said, well, unfortunately, you've put yourself in this situation and really the person I feel really sorry for is your partner, who I don't know, by the way. I don't know the partner. For that person, you fucked their next 12 months.
Let's say he doesn't tell. They go on, they get married, and he is completely aware of the fact that he's fucked up so much, he'll probably never do that again. I mean, you'd hope. You'd hope, right?
Mm.
He's learned his lesson.
Yeah.
What good can come from telling her?
Honesty.
Honesty.
Yeah, and also she goes in knowing the beast that she's marrying, right? So, for example, because think about it. Like, marriage is it's a serious thing.
100%.
Like, you're going into something and everyone goes into a marriage hoping that it's going to last forever. That's the intention that everyone goes into a marriage for. You don't go into a marriage and going, this would be a good 18 months and then we'll get on to the next one.
And I do think that if I were that bride, I would want to have all the facts so that I could make that informed decision. Because she could well be like, okay, I'm super hurt by this. We need to just take a little break for a while. But she might be able to move forward. She might be able to move on from it. They might be able to get some help and kind of work through it a little bit. And I guess going into the wedding day, at least she would be like, you know, I know you've put all your cards on the table.
What I did say was you need to rip the Band-Aid off. You need to say something and you need to prepare for probably maybe a couple of months of breakup. Sorry, that's where you're at. And then hopefully you guys are able to rekindle this in some way. But that mistake that you made has put yourself in this, or put both of you in this very shitty situation.
Yeah, and especially like you said that they're engaged. So, I mean, there's a likely chance that they've got a wedding planned that's coming up.
It's coming up in like 8 months' time. So they're already in the mode of like paying for shit. And yeah. that's just that. And I, because I've been through that and I saw my wife, Yulia, in the planning and all that kind of thing, that's where my heart broke because I was like, I understand where her head is at right now. It's in dreamland. It's fucking building this beautiful day and you are being a shit dog. You're being a shit dog, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know this person, so I can't go in and be like, yeah, you did the right thing. I mean, I think you did the right thing because you stuck to your values and you obviously had her best interests in your mind, you know? And like you just said, you were talking about Yulia planning your wedding and so you
could
relate.
That's what I could picture. That's what I could picture. Totally. I could picture Yulia when he was talking about this and I was like, how would she – what like what would her reaction be? I mean, I wouldn't be alive, I don't think.
I completely agree with that. You'd definitely be missing appendages.
Fuck, mate.
Like,
yeah.
There'd be parts of you. You wouldn't be going to the grave hole, put it that way.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Robert Pattinson, hot or not?
Hot.
Have you seen Batman?
Hot.
With that eyeliner?
Is he hot? I don't know. He's very, I mean, the Twilight times, very white. He's still very white. I don't know. I don't know.
He's got a firm jaw. Yeah. I think he's one of those people that, like, you look at him and you go, I can see why people would find you hot. Personally, not my cup of tea.
Right.
But he's actually been named the most attractive man in the world. And here's where it gets a little bit more interesting. Because you know how we've had like Cleo Bachelor of the Year and we've had the hottest man, sexiest man alive.
Yeah, like Ryan Reynolds. Stuff. Ryan Reynolds is usually up there, isn't he?
You're only saying that because people have told you that you look like Ryan Reynolds.
I didn't.
He's been told that he's the most attractive man in the world according to an algorithm.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so there's like, I mean, I don't know the specific technology, but basically what it does is it measures the elements of your face for physical perfection.
Well, actually, this is bang on because we're all, you know, symmetrical. People with a symmetrical face, if you ever put like a piece of paper down the middle of your face, well, you can actually see that one side is different to the other. And yeah. People with a more symmetrical face, like say a Tom Cruise.
Except he doesn't have a symmetrical tooth. You know the middle one?
Yeah.
His middle tooth.
Yeah.
Is literally in the middle of his face.
Yeah.
Bit weird.
Well, that's what it's all about, though. If you've got the perfect symmetrics, then you are hot as. Well,
according to this algorithm, Robert Pattinson, who was deemed the most attractive Hollywood male celebrity, 92.15%. And the person who came second was Henry Cavill. He is hot. He's smoking. And Bradley Cooper. I feel like Bradley Cooper's kind of taken a bit of a dive down.
Really?
Okay, so symmetrical faces. What about yours? Let's have a look at that.
Well, do you know there's an Instagram filter now that you can try and it like gives you the symmetry of your face? I looked like a fish when I did it. And I was like, I hope this isn't right. I hope this isn't accurate. I hope I'm holding the angle wrong.
Well, you know the rat and the frog? I'm a rat.
What do you mean?
Have you not seen the rat and the frog thing where you got to pick whether...
Oh, yeah, I didn't do it though.
Mm.
What is that based off of?
I don't know. It's not even a thing. But I saw it going around and I was like, oh, and then I did it and I was like, oh, I'm a fucking rat. Okay, great. It's probably my little two front teeth that, and the fact that I make that noise when I'm.
I think that if I were to like look at you and compare you to either
Kermit
the Frog or Ratatouille, I'd probably pick Ratatouille.
It's the beady eyes. I get it, mate. Okay, shut up. It's the
beady eyes.
Ariana Grande, or how do you say her name?
Grande.
She would always, you'd read about it, she'd always be like, you have to film me from a certain side.
Oh, you know, she's got like a preference.
Right.
I think most people have a preference for when they get their photo taken.
What side are you? Have you got a side that's hotter than the other?
I think it, I'm pretty sure it's my right-hand side facing the camera that's right. Slightly better.
So when you go out on a Saturday night, are you always making sure that that's the side that everyone's seeing?
Usually I've had about 10 gins and the side of which my face is saying,
g'day now, I work out mine with me tonight, I'm fucking there.
Yeah, that's what I sound like, so accurate.
Like a pirate.
How did you get that recording of me from Ravisi's on the weekend? Just so bizarre.
All right, so on this podcast we cover pop culture, relationships and the world's weirdest news.
All right, some news stories from the past week that I have just found absolutely hilarious. World Cup fans face 7 years in prison if they have a one-night stand in Qatar.
Ooh, yeah, of course, because that's the laws around this area, right?
Yeah, apparently you're not allowed to have sex if you're outside of marriage.
Mm.
Do you know what I find the most ironic thing about this?
Mm.
You remember when the Qatar stadium was built and there was a lot of controversy over, you know, when Qatar got the rights to the World Cup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, I don't know if that's what we want to be promoting. Like they've got some questionable cultural things, right? Mm. And then they built that stadium that looks like a vagina.
Yeah.
So of all of the places in the world, it's the one that you can't have a one night stand in. And I think that's funny.
Well, I want to know who's policing it as well. I mean, like what do they have like police going around to people's houses and knocking on doors? Like, are you having sex? And
show me your ring.
Yeah, right? Like, where's your papers? Can't you just be like, oh, we're married?
I don't know, but I've had friends go to, like, Middle Eastern countries and they've had to wear fake wedding rings and stuff and it's been a trouble when they've checked in with their passports because they've got a different last name.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
it's a bit weird. Anyway, British man turned away for giving blood after refusing to answer if he was pregnant. Leslie Sinclair.
Yeah.
66. He's donated over 125 pints of blood. I'm not Scottish. I don't know how much that is, but it sounds like a lot. I think he's been donating for quite some time.
Good on him as well.
Yeah. I mean, great. Yeah. Blood donors, the best.
Totally.
Actually, you know what? There is like a specific type of, what's the word? Self-confidence that comes after you give blood. Have you ever given blood?
Yeah, I just like the sausage roll at the end.
Oh, how good are they?
Yeah, totally. That's all I go for. I mean, obviously I want to save lives, but also sausage rolls.
I just feel like I leave the place and I'm like, I'm better than everybody here because I just donated blood.
And if you're saying you're better than everyone here, well, everyone is doing the same thing.
Not in the blood donor center. As soon as you walk outside with, you know, you got your little party pie and you got your popper. Mm. Amazing. Anyway, he's been annoyed. And he said, I'm refusing to answer that question. And they've said, look, in the efforts to be inclusive, we have to ask everyone. And he said, I'm a 66-year-old man. And they said, well, you cannot give blood unless you answer this question. Are you pregnant?
But how I get it. Like, he's 66, right?
Answer the question though, bro.
But like,
the answer's no, okay?
But the answer is no. But like the fact that he has to go, no. I get for him why that would be weird when you're a 66-year-old guy and majority of your life you haven't been asked that question.
Well, I mean, I think that he could have just come to a simple solution
and
here.
Just said no.
And just said no.
Yeah.
Tick NA. Doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
All right, another weird news story for you. A hidden swear word on headstone has stirred controversy in Iowa community. It's happened in Polk Country. I'm going to read the whole headstone to you and see if you can spot what has happened here.
Mm-hmm.
Forever in our hearts until we meet again. Cherished memories known as our son, brother, father, papa, uncle, friend and cousin.
Wow. Okay. Papa?
It doesn't seem bad, right?
Okay. Now, what is it?
It's actually because of the way that they've put it on the headstone. And apparently the guy who died requested that things be this way because as you read down the left, it says fuck off.
Is it an acronym?
What are those poems you did at school? You know how you had the word?
Yeah, you had to like come up with a line out of that.
So forever in our hearts, until we meet again,
brilliant.
Cherished memories known as our son, brother, father, papa, uncle, friend, and cousin.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. What a genius.
I want my tombstone.
Do you reckon you'll put a joke on there?
I want a joke on there.
I do too. I don't want serious stuff.
I want people to come
by
like, fucking that guy was funny.
If you were in charge of it, you'd be like, had some daddy issues there.
What, me or you?
On mine.
Oh, you should have that.
What would yours say?
Had some daddy issues.
Brit holiday goers warned peeing in Spanish Sea could result in £640 fine.
Mm.
That could be euro. I do get confused with the symbols.
I just, when I hear these things, I think, ow, how do you police that stuff?
That is the number one question that
they've
actually...
Because at least in like a Wet and Wild, right? If you do a wee in the pool, it goes like that weird kind of ink comes out.
What?
Isn't that a thing?
I don't think that's a thing. I think that's a fake thing.
To scare people.
Yeah, I think that's a whole like you can't swim after you've eaten for half an hour kind of vibes.
I'm literally learning this in this moment on the podcast. This
get up to the Gold Coast right now and go piss in that pool.
Mate, on the flumes. There I am. Woo! I'll be pissing all over the joint.
You know what though, thinking about that is why I don't swim in public pools. Mm. And I think it's also like I don't know if I could do the whole water park thing anymore. Just knowing how much urine's in it. This is ridiculous, though, because the main thing that I actually have a problem with is that this town that they have enforced this in, they have plans to install public toilets.
Wait a few years.
But they're saying...
Yeah, wait a few years.
You're not allowed to pee in the ocean.
But hold it.
Hold it till we go home.
We're gonna knock up a block there with some toilets in it, but until then you can't...
You can't urinate for a year, okay?
Have you tried to do a wee in the ocean?
Yeah. What do you mean tried?
And what's it like for a girl? Because for a guy, your penis it gets really attached to your board shorts.
Does it?
Like a suction. And what? It can be a little bit painful. Yeah. Write to us, guys, if it's also happening to you or if it's just a me problem.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this in my whole entire life.
Your head, it kind of attaches to the board short and...
From the warmth of the pee, or
I don't. I'm guessing because of the water, and there's water, and there's something going on there, and it becomes like a little vacuum down there.
Are you sure that's not the coldness sucking things back up?
I don't know, mate.
I didn't know, well, but it's definitely
don't have a penis,
not painful,
mate. So obviously, you're not going to find out about that.
All right, last one for you. Church of England clergy not permitted to perform baptisms while wearing only underpants.
Whew.
Tribal rules.
Awkward. Very awkward.
Could you imagine? You've gone through some pretty sinful things in your life and you go, I want to right my wrongs.
Mm.
I want to rid myself of these sins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go and get baptized.
Yep.
And you turn up.
Grandpa's in his undies. Like, I'm picturing like an 80-year-old.
62 this guy.
62?
Reverend Clive Roger Evans.
Yeah.
Now, his reason for this was that he was about to go on holiday with his wife, which I didn't even know they were allowed to have wives. I thought that was like not Catholic. Anyway, he was about to go on holidays and some people were like, no, we need to be baptized before you go on holidays. And so he was like, KK, we'll do it on our way. And so he just rocked up to do the baptism. He didn't have his normal like Baptist stuff.
Took his Hawaiian t-shirt off. And went.
He was going on a holiday with ScoMo. So he just ripped that bad boy
and
off.
And the lay. Whoop, hang on, let's just get on.
He's down to his tidy whities and he's performed the baptisms.
Right.
Now, I don't know about you.
It's weird.
I wouldn't lean into that situation.
No.
If I was there and someone turned up to baptize me and like.
Here's the thing. If you're desperate. You're just going to be like...
Yes, it depends on how many sins you've done, what you've done.
Let's get in the fucking bath. 6-year-old guy.
I think that like reverend says you just need to stop doing weird shit, okay? He's been banned for he's been banned for 6 months.
Yeah.
I actually think this will go down as one of the most iconic moments in history for the pandemic. Do you remember when social distancing first became a thing and everyone was christening their babies with the water guns? Like, you know, the water
yes.
pistols?
And yeah,
there were
yeah,
those
yeah.
photos of the priests or the reverends.
Shooting
I don't know the difference.
From a, yeah.
Shooting the babies with the holy water.
Yep.
Would you pick that or would you pick baptism with tidy whities?
could I have both? I mean, could I be shot and have tidy whities there at the same time? Just make it a full experience, you know?
Well, he's been banned for 6 months, so you're not allowed to have him anymore. But that is your weird news from the week. That's it for today's podcast.
It goes so friggin' quick.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We've had fun today. We haven't
fought. We have had fun. We are about to, though. I've got some feedback for you.
Hey, speaking of feedback, if you have any, if it's positive, could you please take a second?
No, give us negative. Tell us.
Off with the one stars. I'm not here for it, okay?
Oh, we know who they are. We know who you are.
We're just starting out and we're giving it a crack. So if you have enjoyed the podcast, please take a second. It would mean the world to us if you left a review on Apple Podcasts or a star rating on Spotify.
And a huge shout out as well to everybody who shared our podcast within the Instagram stories or on TikTok, wherever you shared on Facebook. It's just, it's nice to have this little community around us at the moment, isn't it?
It sounds a little bit mushy, but I genuinely felt like such a big warm hug of support. It was really kind. So I feel like
I have more friends than you, though.
I don't think that's true, mate. Also, you threatened them. So.
I actually forced a few people.
Is that bad?
I forced a few. I was like, hey, are you going to fucking share our story or not?
I've got way too much anxiety for those conversations. If you did enjoy the podcast, please share it with a friend and we'll catch you back here next week.
See ya.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.